This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Look around you. Almost everywhere you're going to find the results of our pollinators. From the flowers in your gardens to the wildflowers in our fields, from the food in your refrigerator to the agricultural fields awaiting to feed our communities. Bees, they're vitally important to the health and well-being of our food supply and agricultural health, and they're dying off in frightening numbers. In this week's issues of The Environment, we're going to explore an effort now underway in Ann Arbor to help protect and help proliferate our bee population. Our guest is Eileen Dickinson, who's working with a group called Bee Safe Ann Arbor. And the grassroots effort underway has become known as Bee Town Ann Arbor. Welcome to WEMU, Eileen.
Thank you, David.
Well, maybe you've noticed what I noticed over the past several years. I'm encountering far less bees than I used to. I used to always know summer had arrived when I got stung for the first time, and I just don't see the bees as much anymore. Has that been your personal experience as well?
Well, it has and it hasn't. I'm a beekeeper, so I have plenty of honeybees in my yard.
Then you're completely surrounded, right?
Yeah, and I have quite a few native bees as well that I notice on my plants.
But as you move away from your yard, it's kind of something that we can collectively experience if we're paying attention. There's just not as many bees.
That is true, and I hear a lot of people say that.
We know the colony collapse has had a devastating impact on bees throughout the country. What do we know about the bee populations in Washtenaw County in Ann Arbor?
They're struggling just as they are across the country. There are quite a few winter deaths. I think 40 to 60% of colonies are lost during the winter, and now people are starting to lose them even in the summer.
Ypsilanti's been a leader in bee protection for years, and last year was actually certified as one of the first Bee City USA towns in the country. What has the effort in Ann Arbor learned from Ypsilanti that can now be applied in the effort on that part of Washtenaw County?
Yeah, we're really excited to be following the example of Ypsilanti. They had the first Bee Safe neighborhood certified last year, actually the first in Michigan, and we are taking their lead. We've been in consultation with them. Jermaine Smith helped us get started, and it's been exciting. We've learned a lot about what neighbors, how neighbors respond at the door, and one of the things that we learned is people are often more concerned about their pets than they are themselves with harmful lawn chemicals.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about protecting bees in Ann Arbor. And our guest is Eileen Dickinson of the group Bee Safe Ann Arbor. And Eileen, you just mentioned something, the chemicals. As a beekeeper and keeping large amount of bees on your property, I'm sure you go to great lengths to make sure that they have a safe environment. What does that environment look like, and what is absent from that environment that may be harmful to pollinators elsewhere?
Okay, so the first thing that is absent is any kind of lawn chemical or any kind of harmful chemical. I don't use any fertilizer other than the compost in my garden. What is present is a lush lawn that is a polyculture of clover, dandelions, and some grass and some plantain, along with Creeping Charlie. The bees love the clover, and it's a good nitrogen fixer, so you don't have to fertilize. I also have an abundance of plants for pollinators, and in addition to honeybees, there are tons of native bees and butterflies and hummingbirds and wasps and birds.
Now, as we explore more the goal of Bee Town Ann Arbor, it really is a grassroots movement in the most traditional sense of the word, neighborhood by neighborhood, getting folks to take the steps that will create these safe haven for bees. You are going door to door, are you not?
Yes, we are.
How many areas of Ann Arbor have you hit so far?
Well, two of us have been concentrated in the Old West Side around Worcester Park, and we have, I think, 77 or 78 signatures so far. We also
and
have
what does
four
a signature? What does a signature signify? What are people agreeing to when they put their name to paper?
Yeah, people are pledging at one of three levels. The basic level is to not use any systemic insecticides that are classified as neonicotinoids. Those are the most harmful to bees and other pollinators. The second level is not to use any poisons in the yard, which would include fungicides and herbicides, other insecticides and rodenticides. And the third level is, if the first two levels are met, to plant pollinator food, which would be plants that are rich in nectar and pollen.
Actually making your yard an invitation, an inviting place for pollinators and bees.
Exactly.
And what has been the response? You said 77 people have signed on so far. Who is looking at the first level, second level, and third level?
Well, actually, we have quite a few people at the third level. People are very excited that we're coming by. They're very thankful. They point out specific neighbors that we should definitely visit. We're looking to get 75 contiguous neighbors to sign. We have more than enough, but they're not all contiguous, so we're going to be looking at filling in those. We've probably gotten the easiest people first.
So when you have gotten a negative response, and negative for you, where they've said, I really don't want to sign, I don't want to participate, what has been the reasoning expressed to you?
Oh, well, we've only run into two people so far. One, and they've both been happy to speak with us. One was trying to save some viburnum bushes in her yard from the viburnum leaf beetle, and she's using some kind of chemical. And another woman said her husband is the one that sprays for bugs, and she was actually very willing to take our literature and share it with him. So even people who have said they couldn't pledge are very receptive to our message.
And so what is your message to those people? How do you perhaps get them to see things more in line with the way you see them?
Well, I think the first thing is just education. A lot of people are not aware of the harmful nature of all these chemicals that are sold in lawn and garden centers. They're not aware that a lot of the plants they purchase there have been treated with these chemicals. So we're just gently educating people, and eventually we hope that there'll be enough pressure from other neighbors to change the culture.
So you've got the Old West Side and continue to work in that area. What is next? How does it become citywide?
Well, we already have trained some volunteers. We have somebody in the River District, two people on Water Hill, some people in the South Packard area, and also in Crest Washington neighborhood. So we're already going citywide. There are also a few neighborhoods that are listed with Living Systems Institute as having people campaigning, but I haven't heard anything from them yet. So it will eventually become the whole city. We're off to a very exciting start.
Well, over the winter, there's going to be a lot of work to be done. So if you and I were to talk at this time again next year, what is the hope for where you will be in this effort?
Well, we would hope to have at least one neighborhood certified as Bee Safe, which is 75 contiguous properties pledging at least the first level.
And then, obviously, it is not an effort that will stop there. It is something that you will continue working on in the years to come.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Eileen, thank you so much for your time, and we certainly wish you well. And let's do make a plan to check back in next year.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
That is Eileen Dickinson of the group Bee Safe Ann Arbor, which has launched a grassroots neighborhood-by-neighborhood effort to protect our pollinating bees. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it every Wednesday, only on 89.1 WEMU.